Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Beyond Adventure. We are getting through our story of four campers who come to camp and try to figure out the happenings and the spooks of what are happening around them. These are our campers.
My name is Sunny. I play Connor Young.
My name is Taylor. I play Bill Gomez.
Angie Myra Lear.
Joel. Evan McAllister.
I thought you were going to show a badge. FBI. And this week, what were you going to say? Are you going to interrupt me? Go ahead.
I didn't say nothing.
Hey.
Hostilities.
Stop. So racist. Go ahead.
This week's question, given to us by our dear friend, Sunny over here.
Sunny.
What type of cryptid creature / monster you guys think is not real?
I don't know.
I thought that the Chupacabra was pretty over exaggerated.
You're gonna piss off a lot of people with that comment.
So,
specifically Mexicans.
Why?
I actually started in Puerto Rico.
Really?
Yeah,
I think it's giving. It's giving Puerto Rico.
Okay.
It's giving.
Well, they got a lot of dogs over there.
Is La Llorona still Mexican?
Yes.
There's a lot of dogs in Peru, too.
Huh?
There's a lot of dogs in Peru, too.
Colombia, too.
But you have a chupacabra over there?
We have
a
dog.
We don't have monsters. We got dogs.
Out of the road.
I think aliens are super hyped for me. I don't think that they're
real. Does that count as a cryptid?
Yeah.
I think Bigfoot is more like of a wild idea.
Like a werewolf, would that be a cryptid?
Yeah, it's like Earth-based, like kind of like monster.
Oh, then can I say vampire?
Creature things.
All right, blah blah blah.
What was your answer?
I don't. Oh, I didn't say one.
Dragon men.
What'd you say?
Dragon men.
Dragon men.
Like shifters.
Shapeshifters.
Oh, the skinwalkers!
Skinwalkers? Is that your answer?
Do you believe in skinwalkers?
Or are you a skinwalker?
Believe in magic. Oh.
I actually watched a whole bunch of videos on skinwalkers today.
There's a whole bunch of memes on skinwalkers too. Right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So many.
There's also a lot of people misinterpreting what a skinwalker is.
That's true too.
Like, people just think, like, oh, it's a guy that, like, shapeshifts into, like, a person. Like, no, that's not what a skinwalker is. And, like, it has, because
you don't.
The term skinwalker has its root in, like, Native American, like, subculture.
I see why this is two parts.
No.
Sasquatch.
I'm being educated, though.
No. I
said Bigfoot.
Yeah, isn't that like several the same cousin? Like
Yeti.
The Yeti is same thing.
No, he's not.
Yes, they have
a different name. He belongs in the cold.
Like in America,
everybody's
Bigfoot.
Got their own regional Bigfoot. Okay, are you guys ready for camp?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Last time on Beyond Adventure Camp Edition, our campers had finally found the final key and attained it. Myra and Evan were able to speak to Emily with not too much violence and gain the key. Connor had attacked the clown that was lifting up Adam West from his shoulders. He wasn't and who was floating while Belle tried to get away. Connor had done him some damage, which pushed the clown to dissipate into small little clowns, and he was able to get away from the attack in pieces, running into the lair down below. And Evan and Myra walked into the room and only saw the ending.
We're here. Lucy, I'm
here a little too late.
Hey, everyone.
I'm sorry. Guys, what happened? Look, we got the keys. Oh. Was I too excited for that?
Keys?
We got the keys. They're the keys. They open that one door.
They are charms.
They are the key to open. You know what?
Thank you.
By the way, Adam West is on the floor. Passed out.
Guys. Oh, well. Anyway, guys. So.
as Evan walks over his body.
Yeah, right.
You guys.
I snapped his key.
Check this out,
steps over.
My be free locket actually ended up being half of
can
a
can I
heart.
Roll first aid to resuscitate? What's his name?
Yes.
All right. Esten.
You can roll. It's yeah.
First you aid. Found the Esten to your be free.
Yeah, the stent of be free becomes be end free.
You're gonna hear from the floor.
Guys, there was a clown here. Everyone, watch out! Let me go. I'm going out to pick up. Oh my
you
god!
You
want to
roll first aid on him?
Wait, I know. I could have used a luck. I got 46 and I have a 45. I just didn't think about it. I felt like just leaving him there.
Yeah, he looked at him like he's good.
I can roll.
For first aid?
Yes.
Run.
Oh.
Damn. Ooh. Oh, never mind.
Can I go back to my Johnny and roll again since I skipped out on him?
You can roll again.
I feel like I should have taken the one that rolls on here because that would.
Actually, no disadvantage.
All right, then I'm rolling again and I pass.
Be fine.
So...
Be fine.
Oh, you pass?
Yeah. He'll survive.
What do you do to like pick him up?
Where is he?
He's just on the floor.
Evan, wake. I mean,
you slapped Evan.
I'm awake. She just walk around slapping everybody.
Hey, back again.
I've had enough abuse from you today, all right? This is a very long day.
You don't take any damage. You just look. Your face is surprised.
I lose some of my sanity. Can't
what's
do
his
that?
Name again? Adam. Oh, Adam, wake
sanity.
Up. I'm shaking him.
My sanity.
I'm just shaking him. Oh, it's you, though. I'm shaking him. Wake up. Are you okay?
His eyes are going to open. What happened?
Adam, the clown. It was a clown!
Guys, relax. Now that you're back.
You
what were you gonna say?
Huh?
What were you gonna say?
Okay. So here's the thing, right? We're all together again. Seems like you guys had a crazy day. But we got these two, the heart lockets, now because she made up with her old friend, right?
Right.
Great. Anyway,
and
so
Adam looks at Myra. Good job. And Evan, he looks at Evan with and just nods with a sign of like, good job.
Thanks, Adam. Okay. Anyway, so I think we can use these to open that door, right?
Right. So
Adam West, I guess.
All right.
Okay, but Adam West first says, guys, I think like that thing is down there. Should we not get like things to like? Fight them?
We definitely need to.
All right, let's go meet up with those two twins with the weird names. Inventory. What?
And Adam West looks at. He's like, "Don't you guys have pins? Why don't we just go get stuff from Bartholomew? Like he's literally giving away stuff for pins."
Oh yeah, I
heard about the twins. Wait, they're twins, right?
Yeah, our twins. But Alfie and Ralphie.
They don't have anything else. You guys, they gave you everything.
Oh.
Connor right. has to go turn in his pin to see what
wait, guys, why don't we just go to the gym and just steal some like bats and like blunt weapons?
I think we should get a combo of those bats. Things.
Oh,
trade in our pins and go to the gym and take
stuff. Some of that stuff.
No, if you
well, we could borrow, not take. Like
also,
there's a gym at this camp.
If you guys want to find something that has to do with like it being at camp, a baseball bat or something, you guys are just gonna find it. Just gonna find it.
Okay.
We're there's just find it?
And like if you find like a bow and arrow, you're just gonna find it. If you guys wanna find a bat, you're just gonna find it.
Oh.
It's just I'm just gonna let you guys have free reign of the camp now. This is what you guys wanna do. I recommend just not being so picky. Just do what you need to do and then go ahead and do whatever you need.
Connor, is that a treasure chest next to you? You should open it up.
A treasure chest?
Yeah.
I'll look to my right. There is a treasure chest!
Myra, you have an American Express credit card with unlimited credit.
This is a 90s.
Okay, trust fund baby in the mix.
Would you guys like to open up the treasure chest?
I open up my pocket. I see that I have 1,000 Bitcoin.
Okay.
I want to go open up the treasure chest now that popped up.
All right, roll luck.
Okay. Wait, we're really gonna. Okay.
Thanks, Myra.
It's 11.
Oh, there's the bats. Let's get it. Let's go.
They're golden baseball bats.
Okay, they didn't have to be gold.
Okay, well, then I go in there and I pick up.
A better.
Dude, a crossbow?
I take it. It's a crossbow!
I said they have to pertain to camp.
That, this is for both. Archery.
You find a bow and arrow.
Fine.
Bow and arrow.
Bow and arrow.
But because I said I'm such a cool DM, the arrow's tip is gold.
Awesome. Can it be a compound bow?
Can it what?
Can it be a compound bow?
No. Is there a gun in there?
Because it's a knife.
Oh, wait.
All right.
You know what? Yes.
Awesome.
How about
walkie-talkie? I think that's
practical. You can't use that to purchase things.
You know what?
Like,
that's practical.
I will let that, write that in your inventory that you find walkie-talkie.
Me?
Yeah.
Just write it down.
The purpose of that treasure chest was so we don't have to go and give out our pins and all the weapons are in there.
Oh, no. You're not going to find, like, weapons for all of you.
Dang. There's plenty of bows and there's, like, probably bats and paddles.
There's one of those, where the ball is attached to the paddle. A lot of those in there.
Paddle.
I like how no
one
knows
a compound bow.
No one knows what that's called.
I found the compound bow.
Yeah.
Oh, the paddle
with one arrow that has a golden tip.
Paddle.
I
that's all that is called?
It's like the light arrow.
I thought there was a name for it.
I want to see if I can turn my pin. I want to go look for Alfred.
Alright, let's go to the mess. No, no, we need to find the
Bartholomew is in his cabin.
We want to give a special thanks to Guildhall for sponsoring this podcast. Guildhall is an amazing place to be. They have so many things that everybody can enjoy, and their food is very good if you're hankering for something, and their drinks, amazing. They always have something new to test out. Also, guys, you guys can actually read manga here. They have an open free library manga and a whole bunch of board games and an Asian mini mart. It's crazy here. If you're into statues and cosplay swords, they have it all. Guys, come check out Guildhall. There's so much to do, so much to see. And they even have a little gachapon games that you can actually play and win real prizes. If you're looking for cards, they have it, guys. They'll take trades, buys, and you can find whatever you need. They also have a gaming lounge that you guys can test out, guys. Guildhall, come check it out. And thank you so much.
We have to go to the
cabin.
Let's go.
Let's not mess on anymore.
Let's be pin traders.
Oh, true. That's okay.
Let's go to Disney,
too. I thought he was the one who handles all the pin trading.
Stop.
We have to go to him.
Let's go.
Wait, so we're not going in there yet?
Huh? No, hold on to it, Evan. We'll be back.
Okay,
We got a weapon up. Defeat this thing.
So you have your compound bow, you have your stuff, but since you guys are going to the Bartholomew, you guys walk over to Bartholomew and he looks at all of you and says, "And how may I help all of you?"
Bartholomew, I pull up my pin, that's a chair, I put it right to his face.
I thought you were gonna be like, "Bartholomew, my dear friend."
Bartholomew, my dear friend. I can't even say your name correct.
He's kind of like scoffing at you. Because of the other night.
And I still put the pin right at him, like this. I like to trade.
Okay. How many pins do you have?
One.
Oh.
Ooh. You need 3 pins to gain a soda pop.
Oh.
Well, do I have good news for you, Bartholomew? I want one of those.
Give me 3.
It's not like a drunk.
He wants to give it. He wants
give
it
to me
you.
Physically, yes.
All right. Here we go.
How long? And then he looks at all of you and he says, "Since Evan has given me 3 pins, he will be receiving a purple soda pop. Here's some great soda, young man. And thank you so much for participating in our events. I'm very proud that you're having fun here, Evan." Whoa.
Yeah.
So write down that you have a purple soda pop.
Just write it down.
Uh-huh.
Bartholomew?
Yes.
Is it great?
Can I get one too?
You would like one as well?
Please.
Of course. And
is it great?
Myra gets a...
Bartholomew, is it great?
I said it's grape.
You said purple.
You said purple.
Purple, as in grape.
Okay.
That could be a lot of things.
What else can purple be?
Lavender.
Ew.
Lavender soda? A lilac soda?
Never mind.
I was about to be like, Mary, take a moment. No, I can't do that.
You know what it could have been? Ube.
Myra, you receive a yellow soda pop.
Ew.
Which means it's a pineapple soda.
Mmm.
Anyone else?
I will train.
Okay.
How many do I have to give
it's
you?
Three.
Wait. Or give me my ugliest one.
The homie about to go ahead and come through.
I'm gonna give a pin to Connor. I only have one extra pin. Thank Hopefully you, someone Barbara. Else is nice enough to share another one with you.
I hope Yo, so.
The disdain on his face. No, I don't know.
So you can get a soda pop too.
Wait, someone had plenty of pins. I'm looking at right now.
That's so unfortunate.
Oh, I love my soda. That's right.
So,
I thought you were going to say you drink it.
All right,
while Bella's doing that,
Connor, you've been a pain in my butt my entire time at camp. These past 3 days.
3 months.
It feels like forever, but here. Take this pin.
It feels like I've known you all my life.
Anna West hugs both of you.
I hug cider.
I squeeze out of it.
And then, actually, hold up.
Oh, come on.
You gained a life, oh god, please!
No, Anna West, this is Anna West.
Wait, where's my thing?
I'm gonna give you your thing. Adam West, with a strength of 7, pulls you even tighter close.
Okay, well, I challenge that.
I challenge?
Okay, dodge. Roll dodge.
Dodge? I thought it would roll.
Actually, no, roll strength. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because he's squeezing.
And Bell, you will be receiving... Oop, that's the wrong one.
Where's... Oh, strength 50, okay.
You are receiving a blue drink, which...
Let's go.
What's blue?
Blue raspberry.
Blue raspberry soda.
43.
Blueberry.
That passes?
50.
Oh. So you quickly, as he's about to hug you even tighter, what do you say you do to get out of that grip?
I do. Pull out some butter.
Anything can happen.
I put on myself and I slide it
up. Okay.
He opens it up. Right. He opens it up and it's not butter. Like it's all grandmother's just.
And then I look at the
phone and stuff.
And I look at the camera and be like, I can't believe it's not butter.
And Adam West looks at you and is like, I'll get you next time.
Evan, we'll take a shower. You're all sticky now.
If it's grass-fed, that would be even crazier because that's suspense.
So now, you guys all have some...
I will take on a tray.
Bartholomew looks over. Connor, do you got some pins?
Yeah.
Bartholomew
is way too friendly. I don't like this vibe.
I don't want to go across my
head. Oh, I like this heart one.
Right.
And this one's a heart one, too?
You guys will get the key in later.
I don't even remember what I had.
Mr. Bartholomew, why are you helping us out?
I do this for all kids in the camp.
Well, I thought you hated us.
And then you guys notice
the way he
when he says that, I help all kids in the camp.
Whoa.
And you see him kind of glitch.
That's not surprising.
I still like, I'm standing hard now.
I believe that, yeah.
What just happened?
Of all the things that man could have said this whole entire journey, was that.
Question. You get a red soda.
Yes, no, I thought
that
was an orange cream.
Rage.
That's
soda.
Adam West's soda.
So fruit punch soda. Good job.
Yeah.
No so strawberry have... cream.
Strawberry cream would be pink, wouldn't it?
True. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, fruit punch. Not always.
Fruit punch soda.
Right. That's how they make it.
Okay. So you
or raspberry.
Okay.
Like that Dominican
so
soda
now,
we had.
Yeah.
All of you guys have sodas. Before you guys go, you guys obviously saw Bartholomew glitch. And Bartholomew says, okay, well, campers, please stay out of trouble. And he kind of oddballs all of you and says, have fun. And hopefully to see you guys again very soon for more soda pops. Enjoy, guys.
I was literally walking out saying, okay, bye, as he was saying that.
All of you guys roll. Notice that.
Oh, whoops.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
47.
What am I rolling? Notice stuff?
I didn't know that. You didn't know it's that?
This is my MO at this point.
6, I made it. It's a miracle.
It really is.
It is.
I did it.
Okay. Myra, you pass as well?
Yes.
Okay. What you three notice, actually, I should probably roll for Adam West. Nope. Okay. What you guys notice is there is a safe that is slightly open in Bartholomew's office. And he has just walked away from you guys all because he is walking over to the lake to make sure all kids are safe over there. There's nobody in his office, but you guys see that his safe is half open. What would you guys like to do?
That's off to you three.
I want to be nosy.
I want to be nosy.
I want to be nosy.
No, but you don't notice it, though.
No, she doesn't notice. Myra,
I want us to be nosy. I can't be nosy.
Myra, what do you do that makes you not... I'm sorry.
She's looking at a butterfly.
I'm over here.
Belle, what do you do that makes you not notice what's going on inside of the cabin?
Is following.
I'm looking around.
What do you
see?
She's
scheming other things.
You don't see anything. She's not noticing anything.
No, but she's looking around. Oh, there's a butterfly. Like something
yeah,
like that.
Right.
Question. Do they know that I'm dead?
What?
Does everybody know that I'm dead?
Wait.
You mentioned it.
I mean, so Evan kind of knows, but he hasn't mentioned anything about it.
And the rest of us weren't there at that revelation.
Okay. I don't know. I was trying to give a feeling like I want to approach the safe, and I can't seem to grab at it.
Ooh. Okay.
Like, there's certain things I notice. I mean, I grasp other things, but that, for some reason, I can't.
Evan, you notice that.
I do.
Yeah. You notice that she tries to grab the safe, but she cannot. Her hand goes right through it.
It's a ghost safe.
The ghost.
Connor.
I walked out.
It's come back like in.
Okay.
Should we call
Connor,
the Ghostbusters?
Check this out.
What is it?
It's a safe. But Myra tried grabbing it. I don't know if she's like tripping or something, but she couldn't grab it.
Connor looks at it, and then I use my foot to try to kick it or touch it. I have to.
Okay, wait, hold on. Okay, thank you.
I use my foot to kick it.
Yeah, like I reach over my foot because I don't trust it. So I'm
okay, kidding. Roll strength.
81.
Okay, you kick it and your foot, you just hear a boom and your foot hurts. You're gonna lose 1 HP.
Run!
Hey guys, what's going on
what
in
the
there?
Heck,
you came back in?
Nah, I'm asking from outside.
Okay, so
I'm on watch.
Oh my gosh, Connor, are you okay?
Evan told me to kick this and now my foot hurts!
So, seeing as Connor hits that thing, I realize I only have 1 HP, so I start eating some of my food.
I like
oh, how, nice! You gain 2 HP, buddy.
I like how nobody...
I eat my s'mores.
I like how nobody answered my question.
You know, I eat my s'mores and I eat my 2 granola bars.
Okay, so for the s'more, you immediately gain 1 HP.
Across this camp.
Cool. For the granola bars, you gain 2 HP per.
Okay, so that's 5 and 12. That's 7. Okay. That's where I was born.
So now, so you just saw Connor kick a save, and you're just like, oh, I'm low. And you start eating in the back of him. And Adam Weston just like...
Meanwhile, me wondering why no one's answering my question.
Wait, what was the question?
You are...
What's going on in there?
Because
I heard the sound.
Mel, now that they've gone in there and you've just seen Evan...
I didn't see him, I heard.
Oh, yeah, you heard
I'm outside.
Connor kick something super hard. Mm-hmm. And you hear, ow!
and then
you're inside. Now you're with the group.
Oh, okay.
He does like a Tom scream from Tom and Jerry.
Yeah. Well, like, I don't know why it's just like it's open, guys.
But wait, how were you able to do it? When she tried reaching for it, her hand just phased right through.
I don't know.
We're not gonna
Evan, why don't you kick it?
No, I'm not as dumb as Connor.
Oh.
Oh man.
Wait.
And Adam puts his arm around Connor.
Evan, you know why.
As I'm rubbing my foot.
Evan, you know why I couldn't touch
oh, yeah.
the safe? Could it be?
So there has to be another way.
That safe is open!
What?
The safe is open!
I was trying to go for it, but I couldn't even... It just couldn't.
It's alright, Myra. We all have our off days.
All of you have now heard Myra and what she just said. And now you guys can say stuff to according to it.
What do you mean?
I can just reveal myself like that?
I mean, you figured something out. You don't know that you're... I mean, if you figured out that you are what you say you are, that's really up to you.
You are what you say you are?
The Hispanic gasp.
Yeah, I mean, Emily tried to kill me after I tried to kill her, apparently. I mean, we're friends again. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be sarcastic.
Adam West did not hear that last one. Adam West did not hear. All he was like, we're friends now. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wait, why?
Because I'm going to say that he just didn't notice because he wants to think you're a good person.
Yeah. So apparently I'm that person or body that was locked in that one closet that we saw.
Wait. Come again?
I know. Oh, we're going to see it again, though, right?
What song?
Okay.
Well, Myra.
Yes. All parts.
Adam West is going to open up the safe. He's going to be like, no way! Guys, I don't think we should have this.
I crawl to it because I'm like, I hurt my foot. What is it? What is it? I'm like crawling really quickly.
We're limping. I think we need to hear you, buddy.
He ate all his food. He has nothing.
Don't you have anything to heal?
No, I ate my food.
He ate his food.
No, I'm talking about Connor.
Oh, do you have food? Maybe he doesn't take it.
Okay. Can I roll first aid?
Huh?
Can I roll first aid?
Yes, you can roll first aid.
I passed.
Okay, your foot, she wraps up your foot and everything, you're good to go. You're a little bit, it a little bit hurts, but you'll be fine.
Thank you, Belle. This one.
You're welcome.
And then I get up and then I'm running to the chest
when I see what it is.
Sheesh. Okay.
Now I'm running, okay.
Huh? Can you trip on something?
Why do you need I will allow you to roll luck to throw something to trip. But that's if you're mean.
No, that's too mean. Like it was like circumstantial where I don't throw something but he just trips because it's funny, then...
Yeah. I would have him roll luck, but I'm not.
I definitely right think now. It, and I look like I really want something to.
you're just in the corner.
Yeah, I'm just laughing to myself.
All right, so what's in the safe?
What you guys find is a 45 automatic pistol. It has a full clip. And it is in the safe, and it is open.
I take
it. You guys don't know why it's open, but it is right there.
I take it.
Connor instantly goes, oh, you have a gun?
Here.
Wait, guys.
You know what? Hold up. Roll up. No. I want to see somebody hurt you.
63.
You pass?
Luck.
60, no.
You hear a kid from the... What?
Nothing!
Roll.
Roll again.
No, roll. I'll be sneaky. Because you're trying to deceive them.
Oh god, that's a lower number than your luck, isn't it?
Be sneaky?
Yeah, roll be sneaky. If you guys want, you guys can roll be sneaky.
I'm good.
And then,
I'm good. No, I'm good. I'm good.
Oh,
I'm
shoot.
Good at 60. Mine's a 60.
Okay. I'm allowing you guys to roll be sneaky as well, so you guys can help shut them up.
You know what?
He might be sneaky as low.
Please.
Yeah, I definitely don't pass that.
68. Wait.
Might be sneaky was 20.
Might be sneaky is 40. No, okay.
All right, let's take him in.
He'll okay.
Wait, can I do it? Please.
Thanks, Connor.
No, already rolled.
Oh, no. The couple of kids outside. We're telling the camp counselor.
I throw rocks at them.
I run out. Wait.
Hold up. She threw rocks at him.
I pull out my compound bow and I aim it towards
him.
Can we roll be bossy?
No,
like,
I would.
These kids around?
Let me just run out and be like, no, I meant the Austin Magic gun. And show them.
That's also still illegal on campus.
Yeah.
They're like, two guns.
Yeah, wait, is there something I can roll to bring them in and tie them up inside this bunker?
Be bossy. Roll be bossy.
Be bossy.
I don't have the
99.
Let me try to roll.
They're gone.
No.
Okay, the kids run off towards the lake.
All right.
Guys,
let's go back to the cave. Oh, wait, library.
We gotta have the gun.
We gotta run.
No, let's go to the library.
We gotta blast.
So
we gotta blast.
So you guys start running towards the library once again. You guys see Nurse Nancy. And she looks at all of you and she's like, I know what you're going to do.
Nancy, wait.
So I got you all these.
Nancy. Wait.
I'm just saying.
She gives you guys both, all of you guys, not both, all of you guys, two granola bars each.
Thank you, Miss Nancy.
Thanks, Nance.
Thank you.
And she looks at you guys with like sad eyes and like one tear. She's like, please, please defeat this thing.
Will we ever see you again, Miss Nancy?
Can you come with us?
And she
us?
Walks away.
Okay.
Oh. You have your makeshift. Do you have your makeshift bow or whatever you had?
Oh, she had a knife
on a stick.
On a stick.
Do you still have it?
You see it laying on the side of her cabin, and you can just grab it.
Ding, 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 ding. I'm just kidding.
So you grab it.
Okay.
So for that, I will give you.
Bro,
you know what? You're going to use. And this will do the same amount of damage as it, okay?
Okay.
So you can use that for your damage.
You get a 12-gauge shotgun.
No.
Oh,
wait. So now...
Oh, wait!
Wait a minute. You have two weapons. She has one. What do you guys have?
We need to... Oh, we have a gun.
I got one.
Oh, you have your awesome magic pistol.
And
you
have a slingshot and fire.
I still only have my gum.
So here. Take...
And my soda.
You want to take my bottle rockets?
Make this one bullet count.
It only has one bullet.
I don't know.
It's an automatic pistol.
Yeah, I always thought my bullets on them, but
it's a clip. There's 12
it's,
shots.
There's
in there.
Seven in the gun.
Oh, all I need is my magic compound bow.
The golden
You know
tip.
What?
The golden tip.
Add a plus. What would you use compound bow for? Nature fighting. Give a plus five to your fighting because you've just found your weapon for life.
Can I?
Huh?
Can I add points for mine for that?
What do you have again? Oh!
Stick. Knife on a stick. Stick on a knife.
No, I don't see. I mean, give me a reason why it would add to it. To your fighting.
Never mind. Okay. I don't know. I don't know. It's just a weapon.
She wraps it around her whole wrist.
A stick on a knife. A knife on a stick.
How long is a stick?
You know what? No, because I'm going to have moments where,
like
where I'm gonna it's going to phase in and out.
Ooh, I would love a spear.
I'm going to start having the moments, if that's okay.
I'll take my gun back.
What do you mean? Do you have another weapon?
Well, obviously somebody wants a spear instead, so I'll just take my gun back.
Are you accurate on this gun?
That's her spear. What do you mean?
Yeah, you give her your spear, you get the gun, I get my compound bow.
No, don't give me the gun.
Okay.
I'm gonna have another safe episode.
Might as well not get the gun.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Alright, you keep the gun.
Alright.
Bell.
I have pretty good accuracy, I feel.
Yeah. Same do I with my state-of-the-art compound.
Can you stop?
Alright, time to take it out of your back.
You guys also see Alfie and Ralphie, and they look at you guys and then look away. They have completely forgotten who you guys are.
Looks like you guys aren't popular with
them
anymore.
3 days.
That's fine. I didn't like any of them anyways.
Interesting.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want to have a crush?
No, I just think that's a wild statement to put out there.
Okay, wait, hold on.
If we walk to the front,
Alfie locks eyes with Belle, blushes, and then looks away.
Oh, so he's pretending.
Hey, no. It's
call me
it's
crazy, funny. But I think he's got the hots for you.
Call me crazy, but I think we should use that to our advantage.
You guys hear in the background, Bartholomew? You kids, get back here!
Oh, guys, I forgot.
You guys. Run!
Waddling.
We run to the library.
Shut
I lock the
door.
You lock the door?
I lock the door.
Okay.
Guys, help me push that bookcase in front of the door.
Go.
I'll push it.
Adam West says, guys, why don't we just go through the secret door that nobody knows about?
That's an option.
Yeah.
that's a choice.
Yeah.
Are you sure nobody knows about it?
You found it.
Well, no, we still need to go through the secret door.
Anyway,
that's inside of the
secret. We'll close every exit.
What?
Let's just open the door and close it.
Okay, fine. Okay.
No. The bookshelf that's covering the locked door that goes into the underground lair is in the secret room that Myra was found in.
Okay. Body wise. All right. So we okay. ready to go, guys?
Let's go. We also need these. Remember.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, it slipped out of my hand again.
You guys have just heard. You guys are hearing banging on the library door because you guys did lock it. You hear? Let us in.
Who said that?
Oh, it must be Bartholomew.
No way.
I softly go. Hello. But like softly so he doesn't hear. I just.
You hear in the back, Mama?
Yeah.
You guys are now in the room. What would you guys like to do?
Hey, Myra. Do you remember that thing that we saw?
Yeah.
I think we should go check it out.
I think it's time.
All right. Come on, guys.
So you guys go over to the door.
Come on, Mama.
And who grabs it?
Who grabs what? I'm sorry.
The door. To open it.
I go for it. Once again, hand face through it.
So I grab it.
Okay.
Shoot, not again.
Inside, you see a decaying skeleton with still half strands of hair. And it has an E.B. Allo shirt along with blue jeans.
Can I go up to it?
Yeah.
I just kind of reminisce and touch it.
Right when you touch it, you remember how you felt. And you remember...
Because I know what happened to me, so it's like, I'm just like, oh gosh, you know, kind of...
So you, once you touch it, you you have a little memory pop back. Your memory or your feelings return of how that spider made you feel. All the sadness it made you feel because it made you tell, it told you you were completely alone and that people hated you. But you remember the feeling of what Emily did. How she made you feel, how she made you feel happy, because not simply did she see you as a person that always smiled, but she truly actually cared for you as a friend. And one tear rolls down your eye. What do you say?
Dang it! Why do I have to say anything?
No, you don't have to.
Are you gonna really cry?
But
no,
Belle. Roll luck.
Well, first of all, where did Emily go?
She's not walked away, remember? After she gave us the thing?
Yeah, true. Okay, bye.
What was I rolling?
Luck.
I just wiped that tear away.
You find brass knuckles on the floor.
Ayo.
Hey.
That's what's popping.
Yo.
I just wiped that tear away. Okay. I just, yeah.
You now have found an ambition to kill this stupid clown.
Whoa, Myra. Yeah. So, this is really you.
It looks like it.
All right. Well, guys.
Hi,
Evan. Hi.
Adam's like, hey.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's get this thing.
I grab Evan's hand.
I grab a bone.
I grab all of you guys' hands. Adam West just grabs everybody and pulls them in for a group hug.
I shove Adam West to the floor.
I grab Adam really quickly so I can help him pick him up and spin him around.
You know what? Hold up.
That made me super phase. The way you really did not touch any of y'all.
He's too strong for you to push down. You actually get pushed back a little bit.
Oh my gosh. All right, whatever.
Okay, unless you want to roll like
straight
to
like, go against...
Okay, so you guys go up to the bookshelf. You guys put in the...
All right, let's
do
this.
The three runes and the necklace.
We're gonna opening up the Temple of Time with this one.
Myra, you also remember that the locket was given to you because you had it specially made for you and Emily, and the monster wanted to rip you guys apart. So that's the reason why the locket was the key. He wanted to rip you away from all your friends and family so you would feel completely alone. But you made that locket to remind you you have a best friend.
It's me.
Aww. It should be me, but...
But only you know that.
I know.
And now the door opens.
You guys are not best friends.
No one's questioning my ghost.
You have
being
no
dead.
Friends, period.
I would. Yeah, why are you fading through? Yeah.
Well, you can ask that eventually. So, like, yeah.
The haterade you're drinking is a very strong potency.
All right.
Y'all saw me crying at that thing.
Mm-hmm. I did.
You guys see the shelf move out of the way. And it's like, and it opens up into a full gateway with stairs leading down into the darkness. And you guys see, in that darkness, the clown's eyes burning red. Its feet are straight, just pointing in different directions. And it's smiling, holding a balloon that says, "Come and get me." and then it fades into the darkness. Roll sanity, all of
you. Some of us are not sane in this group.
Oh my gosh.
No! I thought I was gonna get the 4.
What's my sanity?
My evil eye. You just gave me evil eye, bro.
Oh, nice, nice.
I pass.
Damn.
Everybody roll a 1d12.
1d12?
Yes.
We all have to, even though I pass?
Oh, you passed?
Yeah.
I passed. 1d4.
I passed.
1d4?
That's a triangle. Yep.
I passed.
You
pass,
1d4.
I got a 2.
Oh, it's a 1d4?
12?
What's a 12?
A 12 is 12 sides.
Actually, I have
it has to have 12 sides.
I have a puzzle square. Hold up.
It's this one. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's that one. This one.
Yeah,
that's one. I got a 9.
10.
Okay.
3.
5
sanity.
3.
You lose 9 sanity. Which means...
That's crazy.
That is.
Wait, so how many? I lose 2?
Yes.
And I lose 3? Okay.
1. I got 46. Bro.
That's crazy.
1, 2, 3. 46? Oh, wow. You're so unlucky. I'm 24. I'm so close to losing it.
Yes, okay. Yeah.
So, Evan.
You've been going through it.
I really have.
I mean, no, I'm sorry. Connor, because you rolled, you took 9. You're going to get a phobia now.
Oh no! My God.
Clown phobia.
Are you all gonna be up front?
Could you imagine if there was a spider phobia, the arachnophobia?
Both arachnophobia, and clown phobia.
Okay. Clown phobia. What is the word for that? It's a.
You have.
Can I put Google?
Onomatomania.
Oh no!
It means you have an irresistible desire to repeat certain words.
He had that earlier.
I did have that earlier.
No, you had.
No, he didn't.
Numbers and ask a lot of questions.
Well, yeah. He also had this one.
I did have that one.
He's had like 3 or 4 phobias.
I thought he only had 2.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? Because.
Let me see the picture.
He didn't have that one.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Here, do you guys want me to roll again for one?
I would.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I genuinely think you had that one.
He just repeats words.
1, 2, 3, 4. Chlorophobia, by the way.
You guys Googled it?
He wrote it down for me.
Yes!
Ichmomania.
Can I read it for you?
You have to give me an injection? Great. You have an obsession with sharp or pointy objects. Either you have an unhealthy affection for sharp things, or you fear them.
That's like people who like knife play.
Thank you.
El mío.
You failed? How many did you take?
10.
Oh,
10?
How much did you take that out? How much
Do you have left? 44.
Okay, you're still good.
How does everyone have so much sanity?
I love how I'm the most sane person in this group.
Oh, how much is your sanity?
Like 64, I think.
64? Wow, my 24 is looking great.
68, sorry.
Are you doing it properly?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, look at me. I'm the only person losing the main amount of sanity here. Can I just...
Well, you've been... But I also feel like you've, like, seen the most.
He's reading...
But he giving that Sleeping Beauty vibe.
He's reading the terms and
conditions.
19. Hydrophobia. Oh, this would have been great before. You have an abnormal fear of water. Whether it is the ocean, a river, or even a bathtub, you are filled with dread at thought of immersing yourself in the slick, bubbly, or ever-moving liquid.
That would have been good for people in the
movie. I almost gave you this.
It's so you. It looks just like it.
Yo.
I almost gave you this.
That would have been good for people in the movie.
Oh my gosh, that would have been perfect.
In the movie Jaws.
I want to freak out about me starting to sweat eventually at one point.
Please get it to her.
No, I don't.
It's actually so fitting for her character.
Oh, I mean.
How?
It's arachnophobia?
How is it fitting?
The spider? Because the spider is the one who's tempted you, who destroyed you, and who pretty much led you to
I don't want to be scared anymore.
All right, fine.
And now I have to be scared? I want to say that I'm not scared.
Fine, you're scared of water, though.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I can Okay. So, you have your thing where you really like sharp things, and... Oh, I forgot to say, Adam West doesn't have, like,
weapons. What does that imply, though? Like, does that mean that he has the, like, whenever he sees, like, a knife, he just says,
so, oh, he gets excited.
Ooh! So, all right, now, well, no.
He gets to choose. He gets to choose.
In a way, yeah, but it's actually really internal. Because I have two things. I either be fear of it, or I'd be really obsessed with it.
I feel like you would be obsessed.
To a point where I'm almost stealing objects. And I'm obsessing over them. And that's sharp. So
in this, if you want to steal some of the sharp items that your fellow campers have, you can roll Be Sneaky with advantage.
Listen, Evan's pointy golden arrow
you better
has know. Been looking at me, looking in the front, and as soon as I got that phobia, I turn around, and I look, and I'm like...
I see Connor looking
at his... I'm staring right at his back, but I'm standing right there.
Wait, you don't notice. He's not being sneaky about it. He has a phobia.
I also have the stick with the knife.
Yeah, you don't know what phobia he has.
Oh.
Yeah.
So. I also have the stick with the knife, so just in case. You don't have to horn dog on this guy.
Oh, no, I know that. Trust me.
Okay.
What are the words, bro?
I see the sanity is truly being lost over here.
Yeah, I have the least amount of sanity, but I'm like the most normal headed.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, miss, I don't...
You guys are walking down the stairs.
Cricket,
tricket. And water. You hear water dripping from the ceiling.
Wood attitude. What was that?
And you guys are starting to see that there, through the tunnel, at the end, there is light. Coming in through.
Okay.
I'm shaking with my knife and thing.
Well, what do you guys do? You guys are walking in the dark, walking towards the light, but you guys are here dripping from the ceiling.
I go up to Myra since she's freaking out about the water and
I have right there. No, stop.
You have a nice knife.
And Adam Watson is gonna push it and put his hand on his shoulder and be like, hey buddy.
No, she has a knife.
And he's gonna lie to you and say, I have a knife too.
What?
He's gonna lie to you and say, I have a knife too, buddy.
And then I slowly turn towards you.
And then he's gonna roll like an be addict. Sneaky to try and like lie.
No, hold on a second. How does Adam West know about his mania?
Because he sees how he's acting.
Well, I see how he's acting too. Hey, buddy, what's the deal?
What's going on?
Hey. Whoa, Evan, hey!
Hey, he has a knife. Adam has a knife. Adam has a knife.
Yeah, but it's pointy and it's really shiny.
Yeah, and you want that, right? So go follow him.
Hey, you know what, Evan? Come here. I go out and put my hands on his back, and then I want to walk as we keep walking, and I just want to conversate with him.
Converse?
Yeah, converse.
Okay, if you're going to take anything from him, you have to roll me sneaky.
Yeah, okay.
So when that happens, but you guys are getting closer to the light.
I'll make this quick.
I'm covering my ears because I can still hear the dripping.
So we're walking and I'm talking to them, you know, there's an evil counter.
You can roll
dodge.
You can roll
dodge.
Either notice stuff or be a pal to try and get him not to steal from you.
I don't want to be a pal to him. I'll notice stuff.
Okay, guys.
Good luck.
38 out of 65. Yeah, that's
so you notice that he's about to grab it. What do you do?
So like...
Okay, Justin Connor. Bieber hair flip.
Okay, okay. It's cold.
Where are you going? Are you tweaking?
We need to stab the clown.
Adam West gets in the middle of both of you guys, and he says, calm down.
Give me that arrow.
You've been going crazy ever since we started.
No, you're going to give me the arrow.
What?
Connor, we need to move. Stop acting
There's
like an addict.
There's a damn clown.
Connor, I slap his big belly.
Yeah.
I need you to
come. Yeah, I'm doing here.
And you guys, you guys see, you guys have just reached, you guys are somewhat like invisible view of the entrance where the light is coming from. And you guys see the clown's face on the side of the door. Like, he's poking his head out. at you guys and be like, if you guys kill each other, that just makes a greater meal for me. And you see him stick out his tongue, and his tongue is super long, and it flips around and licks him in his own face, and then goes back in his mouth.
What a crazy
roll sanity.
All off again?
Yes.
Okay, phew.
Oh, thank the Lord. Oh my
okay,
God.
Okay, since you already have a phobia, you don't take seven. Anything. Seven. You already have a phobia, you don't take anything.
Phew. Seven.
Seven, 1d4. Do you pass?
Or yeah.
You pass, 1d4.
Still three.
One.
Damn, bro.
Okay, you're good.
Only one hit.
Damn.
What, Mara, what do you say to everything that's
Bell, bro.
Oh, Bell, what do you
Yo,
say?
That's...
I have 21.
21.
21.
Yeah, I saw myself open.
What's my bliss then?
Belle, what do you... What, that's what she said in the background. And you're like, she had a phobia? No. Belle, what do you say to all of them? Or are you trying to just comfort, like, Myra?
I'm going to try to comfort Myra, but I need to. We need to multitask up in here and start making moves.
That's right.
Myra. I need you to focus on the clown ahead, okay?
You're literally shaking.
And yeah, and Adam was
actually
just trying to
shaking,
like,
sorry.
Like,
actually.
He, you know what? He won't be a pal.
Can we not tell them about our phobias?
Well, we shouldn't tell a clown.
Oh, true. Oh no, to you guys.
He rolls a two, and he calms you down with the pat on your back and be like, everything's gonna be fine, buddy.
Okay.
Everything's gonna be fine.
Okay.
And then you still have the phobia, but it's calmed down just a bit.
I'm slowly staring off of his arrow.
I put mine away too.
Okay. You guys put it away. Myra pulls her knife away, and Evan has his arrow on him. You guys enter the room, and you guys see there is a big pile of bones. And surrounding the bones is a bit of water, just kind of surrounding it. And it's not too much. Like, if you step in it, it goes up to, like, your halfway between your knee. And you guys see the clown stepping on skulls at the very top of the mound of bones, and he's stepping down and he says, welcome all of you to my home.
If you think this is going to scare us, you got nothing coming. None of you scared of bones or water.
Yeah, and then my hand grabs the arrow. I'm not taking it. I just want to grab the arrow because it's pointy.
And you know what he does?
Somebody scared.
And what he does is, right when he says that, he's like, not scared? And then he takes off his head by ripping it off of his body. And you see a bit of his spine sticking out, and you see blood pouring everywhere. And he's just messing around with his head, spinning on his finger. And he says, not scared yet? And then you see, as he catches his hand and he's holding it, his grin grows super huge and his teeth are super sharp. And be like, catch. And he throws his head at you.
I take out my bow and I shoot the head while it's midair.
I scream out no.
You scream no?
I scream roll dexterity.
That's so crusty.
Can I throw my knife at the same time?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'm talking.
Sorry.
What is it? What is it?
100.
What? 100?
You rolled 100?
Bro, he rolled a whole 100.
Nigger number is good, right, guys?
Yeah.
All right, his flies to the side, and mine goes right through.
You passed?
Of course.
Okay, so what happens
what did
is...
Say? I gave the visual.
What happens is... since you got 100...
Tell me what happens to me.
Okay. What happens is your knife actually goes into the side of his eye and is sticking there.
I can't get it.
And he takes... He rolled a 1d8. It should say in the back where I gave it to him.
What do you mean?
Of what? The card that I gave you. Yeah, what does it say you roll?
1d8 plus, what is db?
Db? Yeah. 1d8.
This is d8.
Yeah. dimension.
It's the green one, damage, isn't it?
Damage buff. But right now you have no damage buff. So it's a 1d8. So roll a 1d8.
Isn't that this one?
Isn't that the green? Isn't it the green one?
This. What is this?
But does that not have one. 8?
Triangles.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. Roll a 1d8.
4.
Okay, so it takes 4 damage.
What does he have to start with?
You guys cannot know.
See, this is how it becomes a part three.
The luck is not on our side. Now, what?
Okay. But, even though you did that, it doesn't stop the velocity of his head. Your arrow goes right past him, and the butt of her spear hits you right in the chest. And then, the butt of the spear hits you in the chest, and right when it's on your chest, it's the clown's face slides closer to your face and said, "You're gonna die here." Roll sanity.
Damn.
Or if you don't want to roll sanity.
No, sanity, whatever.
You
don't
want to take damage?
I want to be what?
Would you rather take roll sanity?
I just got my damage back. No,
you know what? Roll intelligence.
Intelligence.
Okay. If you fail, you will take a bit of damage, but.
Well, hold on. I think I have intelligence.
Not that much.
One more point.
You have luck.
That's not.
Yeah, it's 66.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
it
is.
You have luck, buddy.
It's giving luck. Well, okay. It was 66. You're right.
You have
see,
luck.
See, that's in the bottom, which means that's the.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So 65. I use 1 point of luck to make it good.
You keep your composure, but you are physically shaken by what you've just seen.
Boom.
Oh. But you don't get a phobia, so you're good.
Hey, nice.
But I won't let you take too much. No, you have to take 1 HP of damage, though. Because you did roll 100, and you just took that whole thing pretty hard in the chest.
Little bozo, okay.
Where's the weapons now? Since
the bow is now off to the side, sticking out of the pile.
The
pile.
You mean the arrow?
Of,
yeah.
The arrow, yeah. What did I say?
Bow.
I'm so sorry. The arrow is sticking out of the pile of bones and everything, so you can see it. But it's sticking out, it's stuck in a skull.
What about
my
spear?
Your spear, he is going to now...
Is it she still holding it because she bumped me in the chest with
it? No. So it's on the floor now, and you see the head of the clown grow little legs and start pulling back to the clown, but the spear falls to the ground. And then it says to all of you, "Are you ready for the show? Because you're all about to die."
Connor ignores it and he wants to go after the spear.
Okay, you just grab it.
Can I pull my bottle rockets out?
Yes.
All right.
What do you guys want to do?
I'm gonna shoot a bottle rocket.
I'm over here petting the spear as if I'm a golem, calling it precious, and I'm just looking at the clown ready to stab it.
Okay, Adam West says, "Can I see that book real quick?"
Yeah.
Wait, he can see the book?
Oh, he has a roll sanity.
Yeah, let's be so for real. If I had a roll.
What's your sanity on?
It's Fred is sad. It's in the 40s.
46.
He rolled a 53, which means now he will take a 1d12 of damage. He takes 4 damage. He does not get a phobia.
Oh, thank God.
So he is now at 7 damage. 7 HP.
Okay.
But he gets to look at the book. And you guys are going to be able... I got one right here.
Okay.
You guys are going to be able to look at it as well. You guys just have to roll sanity if you guys want. So you guys.
I don't have to if I already have the book. Or...
Yeah, no, you can just look at it.
I think I'll be fine.
Huh?
I think I'll be fine. One of us has to remain sane.
Don't you have like a lot of sanity?
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Right when you toss Adam West the book so he can take a look at it, the clown looks at all of you and be like, "Ho, ho, ho, we're about to get serious." And it once again looks at you guys and rips open its chest. And from its chest, spider legs come out.
Ooh.
And
I know what movie that's from.
And the spider legs are connected to a body. And you see the skin of the clown fall to the floor. But coming out of it is a giant spider. And it roars at you.
Rusty.
Wait a minute.
And you guys see that its eyes are turning red, staring at all of you. And it says to you, in a human voice, even though looking like a spider, are you ready for the show?
There's Ghost. Join us as we reach our final episode next time on the Beyond Adventure podcast. Beyond Adventure cast consists of Sonny Fontanez as Connor Young, Joel Ortegi as Evan McAllister, Angie Ortegi as Myra Lear / editor of the podcast, Taylor Cruz as Belle Gomez, and me, Daniel Ortegi, as the keeper, and Joseph Ferris as our helper. Intro and outro song is Campfire Stories by Daniel Matos. Follow him on his Instagram at daniel.matostjd for more of his awesome music and videos. Also, a great thanks to our sponsor, Guildhall. Follow them on their Instagram at guildhall.lounge. Trust me, guys, you're going to want to check them out because they have cons at times and so many things you can do there. Remember to follow us on our social media. We're on Twitter, Instagram, and even Facebook. We got a page. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube. Remember to hit the bell so you can get notified whenever we're posting up new content. And guys, pretty soon we're going to be moving on to the next season and maybe ending this one very soon. So please remember to stay tuned, catch up if you're not up to date with our videos. And also, remember to leave us comments because we love to hear from you guys. It really helps us out, motivates us. And also, maybe we could throw in one of your comments as we progress through the podcast. Thank you so much, guys. We hope that you guys join us next time on our camp adventure.